This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma, and I've got part of Chapter 22 of Vatican Assassin, the special 15th anniversary edition, the special audio version, with the special cameos, voice cameos throughout. So we are going to get into part one. It turns out this chapter was almost a half hour long, so I'm going to divide it in half and... the chapter after is really short, so you'll get part two and the next chapter on our next episode. So chapter 22, part one this week, big chunk, and chapter 22, part two, and chapter 23 coming up next week. BC is heading back to Lunar Prime. So he's wondering, you know, what's going to be the same? What's going to have changed? He's been gone a little bit because of being captured by the folks on Fortune Station. And just who is Pope Peter sending to teach BC how to be a better priest? We're going to travel back to the moon with BC on this episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Remember, you can get the ebook of the audiobook that we're listening to for free everywhere ebooks are sold. Well, except for Amazon and the Kindle store. They insist on charging for it, 99 cents, but still everywhere else, free. Apple, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, free. That's the Vatican Assassin Special 15th Anniversary Edition. Speaking of free, you can get ready to get some free books through the Smashwords sale that happens every year. It's the Read an Ebook Week sale. Happens at Smashwords first week in March every year. So it's March 5th through the 11th, getting underway next Sunday, March 5th. Your chance to get some of my ebooks for free, like Alibi Jones and The Sunrise of Her. I'm going to make that one free. You'll be able to get the short story collection, Alibi Jones and the Time War of the Devresium. That'll be available for free. The Chronological Omnibus is going to be 50% off for just $2.49. And the Vatican Assassin Trilogy, third edition, the one that we're presenting this encore presentation of the Vatican Assassin 15th Anniversary Edition. Well, that Vatican Assassin trilogy is on sale for 75% off. That's just $1.24. So that's all going to be happening at the Read an Ebook Week sale at Smashwords going on March 5th through the 11th, starting up next Sunday. If you're one of my patrons on Patreon, I just wanted to say a big thank you once again for helping keep the podcast going. You can become a member for $2, $5, or $10 a month if you're so inclined. And that is through patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. You can head right there or go to glowinthedarkradio.com and just head on over to Patreon. There are links there. But I do have, I think it's about 10 folks who are patrons and support me at various levels. And again, you can do that too at $2, $5, or $10 a month, and every bit helps to keep the podcast going. Again, that's at patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio, or go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com and look for the links to Patreon. All right, we're going to get into part one of chapter 22. A Vatican Assassin. Next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Wake up. Go to work. Work. Come home. Eat dinner. Rot your brain out. Go to bed. Lather. Rinse. Repeat. Are you tired of an old humdrum life? Tired of things that just weigh you down and depress you? Wouldn't you rather just focus on things that are awesome? Tune into Nutty Bites. Find out what's awesome. Nutty Bites. NIMLAS.org/blog.
Now, here's the first part of Chapter 22 of Vatican Assassin on Glow in the Dark Radio. BC takes a short hopper from Rome to Panama. In Panama, he discovers his shuttle leaves for Lunar Prime in just over an hour. Let's see if I can board the ship now, early. Be nice to settle in for the trip ahead. His collar and credentials provide him with quick and easy access to the ship, well ahead of the other passengers. He boards almost immediately. The passenger cabin is empty. Most of the attendants aren't even aboard yet. BC finds his way to his seat, puts his carry-ons away, and stretches out to grab some sleep before takeoff. Nice. Sometimes I feel like someone really is looking out for me. BC lies back on the reclining acceleration couch with his eyes closed, hovering on the edge of sleep. The passenger cabin is mine alone for the next half an hour. Ah, the gift of blissful silence. BC is jarred awake as someone bounces into him. The passenger cabin is full of people stowing luggage, squeezing past each other in the aisle, and one of them has just plopped into the seat next to his, bumping into and waking him up in the process. Wonderful company. A sickly sweet floral smell assaults his nose. What is that? Roses dying in the sun? Is that perfume? My God, I'm gonna gag.
Hi there. I guess we're seatmates. I'm Charlena. Charlena Swan. Reverend Swan, actually. I'm with the church. Oh, look, you are too. Well, hello there, Father.
BC closes his eyes. He opens them back up and focuses. Tall black woman, sky blue shirt with a clerical collar, leaning forward, trying to push carry-on luggage into a space too small for it under the seat in front of her. She's still there. Damn, I hoped I was hallucinating. That's her, though, isn't it? The one assigned to whip me into shape. Thought she was supposed to come up in a couple of days. Better be nice.
Hi, I was sleeping. Sorry. Oh, don't be sorry. Sorry I woke you up. I'm just really excited. I've never been to the moon before. I could just die. I've never even been in space at all. Is this your first time?
The words spill out in a rush.
No.
Oh, good. So you're a veteran.
You can tell me all about it when we're on our way there. Father,
She fishes for his name. Actually, if you'll forgive me, I was hoping to get some sleep. She shuts up at this rebuke. BC closes his eyes, but he can feel her energy shift from excited to agitated as she quietly continues to try to shove her bag beneath the seat in front of her and ready herself for takeoff. Her nonverbal grunts and grrs as she strains get louder, until she lets out an exasperated, "Oof!" BC opens his eyes again. One of the attendants is standing in the aisle next to Reverend Swan.
Reverend, ma'am, we can stow that for you in back. It's really too large for that space.
But it's my bag.
It won't be safe there during the trip, ma'am. Please?
All right. Here, she says, and hands the tote up to the attendant.
The attendant struggles to lift and hold the bag, then turns and manages it back down the aisle.
Sorry, Swan says when she sees he's awake again. So, you're going to the moon, too?
Be pretty foolish of me to be on this ship if I wasn't, huh?
BC shifts in his seat.
So, you're a wise guy, too, huh? I bet you I know who you are. You're Father Bernard Campion, aren't you?
She asks,
looking him in the eye with an air of certainty and triumph. Who? No, sorry. BC closes his eyes. Swan keeps talking. Really? I thought you might be. It'd be a huge coincidence, but it could happen. I'm supposed to work with another priest who's traveling up to the moon, too. I wasn't even supposed to be on this flight, but when I found out I could go early, I jumped at the chance. Are you sure you're not him?
BC doesn't open his eyes.
I'm sure.
You wouldn't lie to another priest, would you, Father?
BC mumbles a negative and pretends to fall back asleep. A sharp pain lances through his temples. He sits up involuntarily.
Are you okay?
She asks.
She sounds so far away. Whoa, I don't think so.
When BC comes to, he's being smothered by Swan's sickly sweet perfume as she tries to prop him up. The attendant arrives with a hot towel for his forehead.
You okay, Father? You blacked out, started to slide down to the floor,
Swan asks with concern.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm okay now. I get migraines, BC says, pulling away from her ministrations.
Yeah, looks like you got a whopper,
she says, as she settles back in her seat.
I just need to sleep, BC says, closing his eyes again.
The towel feels good on his forehead.
Oh, sorry, Father. I didn't mean to bother you. I'll try to be quieter, so you can sleep.
Was that a hint of sarcasm in the Reverend's voice? I wonder. BC sleeps and the shuttle lifts off, carrying them to Lunar Prime. BC doesn't wake up until they are just minutes from landing. The Reverend Swan, as good as her word, has been silent during the entire 8-hour flight.
At least, she didn't say anything to me that I could hear. What a dead sleep. I must really have been tired.
BC leans over to look out the viewport at the approaching moonscape. Reagan Station, Lunar Prime.
Almost looks like home. Been gone a while.
BC watches the buildings, domes, passageways, and bunkers grow closer. Then, something catches the corner of his eye.
Flash!
It's there for all of 2 seconds, but it's there.
Was that a flasher?
A flasher.
Another one. Same type of ship. It didn't look alien, but it didn't look like any human ship I've seen either.
Damn.
BC feels his head split with sharp pain, like an ice pick through his skull. He has to close his eyes, feels his consciousness swim, then disappear. He only comes to when the Reverend Swan shakes him awake.
Father, we're here. We're on the moon. Wake up. Head still bugging you?
Maybe it's the cabin pressure.
I'm sure I'll see you again, Father. Probably in church, huh? I'm going now.
Goodbye, BC says groggily.
Swan gives him a puzzled look, then turns to make her way down the aisle.
Gotta get my shit together. Wonder if I did see that ship. Damn headaches. Where'd they come from?
Where'd that ship come from? Contrary to the testimony of the late Captain Longju, that one was awfully close to the moon. What if they're actually locals? Gotta be based somewhere. It looks like a transspace ship, though, so it could be based anywhere between here and Mars. Maybe in orbit. The moon is a big place, too, though. Makes me wonder.
Sir, Father, are you all right?
What?
BC looks up. The attendant is standing in the aisle next to his row.
You're the last one on board. It's time to get off.
Right, thanks.
Whoa, feeling kind of out of it. Gotta wake the fuck up.
BC gets up, gets off the ship, and makes his way through the Lunar Prime spaceport and heads back to his rooms in the Vatican mission. Lunar Prime is bustling. People everywhere, rushing to work, back home, on errands, social calls. Normal life continues for most people. BC does notice a couple of businesses are closed, shut up and dark.
If I remember right, those were Muslim-owned businesses. They've no doubt left, since their government is attacking us. Looks like there have been even more attacks. There's construction everywhere.
Maybe our section again, too. We've got to do something to better defend ourselves here. They're gunning for us. You know, I really hope it's not my fault.
BC turns off the main concourse and walks down the smaller corridor that leads to the Vatican mission on the moon. Everything's shiny and bright, well lit. Everything looks normal, but I don't know. It feels different somehow. Probably just me. I'm different. I felt all right when I was at the Vatican back on Earth. It's just since I got on that ship this morning. Maybe I did get these headaches back at the Vatican, but just don't remember? Is that possible? What did they do to me out there on that crazy station? How many of those drugs they laced my food with are still in my system? They checked me out back in Rome, but what if there's shit they missed? Too many questions. I don't like it. There are too many messages waiting for him back in his rooms. BC checks the most recent, then stores the others away for the future. The two most recent messages are from the Cardinal and Mark Edwards.
Hello, Campion.
The Cardinal's message begins. The Cardinal sounds more somber than usual.
Welcome back. I'll check in with you later today. There's something I want to discuss with you.
He doesn't sound like his usual bubbly self. Wonder what's up? Edward's message is next.
BC, I hear you're back today. Glad you're alive and well. Thought you were going to be gone a couple of weeks, not almost half a year. Hope you're okay at all. Call me when you've settled in. See you then.
Thanks for caring, Mark.
BC's conversation with Mbeke comes back to mind.
Nah, I don't think he's gay. Does he have a girlfriend? Man, I need a girlfriend. A little female companionship would be nice. And I'm not talking about the quality time I'm going to have to spend with the Reverend Swan.
BC looks around.
Funny, this place really does feel like home. Rome was okay, and I sure don't miss my little closet on Fortune Station. It's nice to come back here. I'll return my messages later.
He sinks down on his bed and falls fast asleep.
BC dreams no dreams, just a deep, long night's sleep. He still wakes up feeling hungover. Did I go on a bender last night? I don't remember.
He checks his new messages. 34.
34 messages? Man, I just got back. Who's calling me like this? Wait a sec, what's this?
The most current message is dated 4 days after the date he got back.
I've been out cold for 4 days?
The Reverend Swan has been most persistent. At least 10 of the messages are from her, both voice and text.
Seems I missed a meeting yesterday. So sorry, Swan.
The Cardinal and Edwards left several each as well. Edwards' most recent is from yesterday, early. He actually sent a medtech to BC's room to check on his health.
He went in on my orders, found you sleeping. He says you're fine, but deep asleep,
Edwards says in the message.
He said to let you rest. You must need it. I'll talk to you when you get up. Later.
I should feel better for having slept so long. Maybe I should see a doctor, if I get a spare minute. Got some mad catching up to do.
BC's head begins to clear as he gets up, showers, cleans up, and dresses for the day. By the time he's shaved, he feels fine. He looks at himself in the mirror.
I look okay, I guess. My eyes look clear, not bloodshot, pupils normal, responsive, just my usual ugly self. Maybe older. I think the cult experience has aged me. No gray yet. That's good. Maybe I just needed to catch up with myself, process all the shit I've been through. Hope there's no permanent damage.
BC's room comm goes off. Edwards is on the line.
Hey, BC, how are you? I was worried about you, man.
Yeah, I guess I needed some rest, huh? I've been through a lot in these last couple months. I'm okay now.
Good, good. When you've got some time to spare in the next day or two, look me up, okay? It'll be good to catch up with you. Plus, I've got a couple things I want to ask you about, get your opinion on. Give me a call, all right?
Sure, Mark, I will. Gotta find out what the Cardinal needs from me first, but once I do, I'll call you. Thanks for being a friend, Mark.
Edward sounds a little embarrassed.
Hey, BC, I don't have a lot of friends, so I try to take care of the ones I do have, you know? Later.
Campion?
The Cardinal's comm cuts in as Edwards signs off.
Father Campion, are you there?
Yes, Cardinal, I'm here.
You feeling better?
Yes, sir, I am. Thanks for asking.
Good. Come see me at once.
Sure, I will, sir. Be right there. He sounds weird. Bossy for him, too. Tense and nervous. BC gets dressed in basic blacks, checks his collar in the mirror, then sets off to see the Cardinal.
That was Chapter 22, Part 1 of Vatican Assassin on Glow in the Dark Radio. Our special 15th anniversary edition, an encore presentation with voice cameos, and we've heard the start of another appearance by Keith Hughes as Cardinal Anderson. Keith recently celebrating his birthday, too. Happy birthday, Keith. You can find his work at penslinger.com. So thank you once again to Keith for voicing the Cardinal, Cardinal Anderson. We'll hear a lot more from him next episode because BC is heading into his office. He's off to see the Cardinal. The Cardinal wants to see BC. And he sounds agitated, too, so we're going to have to find out what that's all about. And BC now must deal with the Reverend Charlena Swan, too. He's back on Lunar Prime, but it isn't what you'd call a cozy or easy landing, you know? A reminder again that everywhere except for Amazon and the Kindle, you can get the ebook of the audiobook that you're listening to for free. That's the Vatican Assassin 15th Anniversary Edition. Absolutely free. Pretty much everywhere except for Amazon. And speaking of free, some of my books are going to be free as part of Smashwords Read an Ebook Week sale. And that's coming up next week. It's the first week of March, the first full week of March. So it's next Sunday, March 5th through the 11th. So you can get Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her for free, and Alibi Jones and the Time War of the Devresium for free. Of course, the first book, Alibi Jones, is always free, same way Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, is now. I've got a couple others, too. The collections are going to be on sale. The Alibi Jones Chronological Omnibus will be 50% off for $249, and the Vatican Assassin Trilogy, 3rd edition, all collected together, 75% off for just $1.24. All that for the Read an Ebook Week sale at Smashwords. Happening again starting on March 5th, March 5th through the 11th, at smashwords.com. And my thanks once again to my Patreons, my patrons, who support me through patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio and help keep the podcast going. That is all for this week. We'll be back with part 2 of Chapter 22 and Chapter 23, too, on our next episode. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2023 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License, CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.